ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। अद्राख्यम एहम एतम ते हृत्सारं महदद्भुतं दंशभक्षितदेहस्य प्राणाहि अस्थिषु सेरते। अद्राख्यम अहम् एतम् ते हृत्सारं महदद्भुतं दंशभक्तिस्थदेहस्य प्राणाहि अस्थिषु सेरते। अद्राख्यम अहम् एतम् ते हृत्सारं महदद्भुतं दंशभक्षितदेहस्य प्राणाहि अस्थिषु सेरते। भक्षित देहस्य word meaning adrakhyam, have personally seen, aham, I, etam, this, te, your, ritsaram, power of endurance, mahat, very great, adbhutam, wonderful, damsabhakhita, eaten by worms and ants, dehasya, whose body, pranaha, the life air, he, indeed, asthisu, in the bones, serate, is taking shelter. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. I have been very much astonished to see your endurance in spite of being eaten and bitten by all kinds of worms and ants. You are keeping your life here circulating within your bones. Certainly, this is wonderful. Purport. It appears that the soul can exist even through the bones, as shown by the personal example of Hiranyakasipu. When great yogis are in samadhi, even when their bodies are buried and their skin, marrow, blood and so on have all been eaten, if only their bones remain, they can exist in a transcendental position. Very recently, an archaeologist published findings indicating that Lord Christ, after being buried, was exhumed and that he then went to Kashmir. There have been many actual examples of yogis being buried in trance and exhumed alive and in good condition several hours later. A yogi can keep himself alive in a transcendental state even if buried not only for many days but for many years. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So first of all, I beg pardon from all of you that I'm starting the class early and I have to finish in early also, which I have to go to airport. By 9, so I think I'll finish by 8:45. Is that okay? So, and also I want to seek blessings from superiors like Bhaktarup Prabhu and many other seniors are there. So please bless me that I can speak something. Hare Krishna. So, we are discussing in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam where Brahmaji is expressing his wonder and five verses he is saying by seeing Hiranyakasipu in his tapasya. When Hiranyakasipu started doing austerity in Mandaragiri, it is said that he was doing tapasya in standing position. Standing, not like normal standing. With the five fingers in the toes, five fingers only, and raising his two hands up, looking to the sky. That is the position. And for 36,000 years only, without sleeping, without eating, without drinking even a drop of water, any liquid, continuous, that long time. And it is not said that what he was chanting, but definitely something, Namo Brahmane, or something, because he was trying to please Lord Brahma and to get his position. That is the nature of all the demons. The demons, they want to take the benediction, and from whom they will get, they want to finish them also. That is their nature. They are so ungrateful. So Hiranyakasipu, definitely he must have chanting something. And here it is said that this is the second verse spoken by Brahma. Brahmaji, it is said in Bhagavatam that he is the number one ascetic. He is the number one tapasvi. He started his life from tapasya. When he came out from lotus, and there was nothing, nothing was there, only water and wind. He said, who am I, where from I, and tried to do his research work for a long time, but he could not do anything. Then he heard two syllables, ta and pa, tapa. And he understood. Then he tried to control his senses and mind and started doing tapasya. And he did tapasya for 1,000 celestial years. Hiranyakasipu did for 100 celestial years. But he did 10 times more. He was such a highly qualified tapasvi. And it is said in Bhagavatam, nobody can match Brahmaji in tapasya. Such a great tapasvi. And here Brahmaji himself, with all his parikaras, like Bhrigu and other rishis, his associates, he brought all of them, and in front of everybody, he is expressing his astonishment. He said, oh, how come you are so powerful? You are so tolerant. I don't know, Brahmaji, while he was doing tapasya, he was eating something or drinking, I don't know, that was not stated. But here Brahmaji is saying himself that you standing in one position, and this position of standing is, we cannot stand for a minute or so in that position. But standing in the same position for 36,000 years, without changing his position, without eating anything, drinking anything, sleeping, nothing. So powerful his sankalpa, willpower, so strong. Anyway, in Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 years. So for him, it's more than 50%, no, less than 50%. So he can do that. But still standing in this position, even Brahma himself becoming, oh, how can it possible? How can it possible? And it is said that while Hiranyakasipu was performing his austerities in this position, he became so powerful, so effulgent, that is all his hairs stand on the, from hairs, so powerful, effulgent fire comes out, that whole triloka, all swarga, martya, patal, they started burning, heated up. All the devatas, everybody, they will say, what is going on here? Hiranyakasipu is doing so much powerful tapasya that we can say we all burnt up. So they went and prayed to Brahma, you please do something. He is doing tapasya to please you only. And sir, you know why he is doing? You must be knowing what I am telling you. We are telling you, he is doing to get your position only, to get your post. So you should be careful. He is doing so severe tapasya to please you, for what? To get your post and position, to throw you away. You are the creator. you create the whole cosmos, the universe, and he want to take your post and change the whole rulings. He want to make everything upside down. Whatever you have done, he want to change everything. In a different Brahma he will become, and he will change all the rule regulations. You have made that all the sinful personalities go to the hellish planet. All the past personalities, they will come to the heavenly planet. But his idea is that, when he will take your position, he will send all the sinful personalities to the heavenly planet, and all the past personalities to the hellish planet. Such kind of his plan was. So, anyway, but he was doing so severe austerity, that even Lord Brahma, while he was doing tapasya, it is said in Bhagavatam that Supreme Lord himself, he comes forward and he met him with and handshake with Brahma. And he bless him so much so that verse, it is said that Javan aham jathabhavam jad rupa gunakarmakah tatheiva jnana astute madanugrahaya. By my anugraha, all this knowledge, what I am, how I am, javan aham jatha bhava jad rupa jad guna jad karma, everything all about tatheiva jnana astute, all this knowledge you can get it. How? By studying, by remembering? No, just by my anugraha. That's it. Then and there he gave everything. And in first verse of Bhagavatam, he said, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavayo Muihanti Yat Surayaha. He input, just like we are doing in a pen drive, we are taking so many things, data, and download it in a hard disk. So like that, the Supreme Lord, he took it and directly download in the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahma, all the Vedic knowledge input, everything he loaded there. Very fast. With no time he download everything. So if Brahma, he got all the Vedic knowledge, and the one of the name of Brahma is Vedagarbha, he is Parameshti. In this universe is the supreme power. He knows everything. And he himself is now becoming so much astonished that he's come down, and it becomes difficult for him to recognize who is Hiranyakashipu. He was in such a terrible condition that he could not recognize even who is Hiranyakashipu, where he is. Somehow or other, by his intelligence, he could find out, and then he is telling, so it is enough, please get up now, please get up, I am really struck with anger. And he is telling, till now nobody has performed the austerities you are doing, though Brahma himself has done for 1000 celestial years, but he is telling, not like you. You are doing for 100 years, but the way you are doing, even I have not done. Not the Bhrigu and any other tapasvis, rishis, munis, nobody has done like this. Hiranyakashipu was a demon. Even the demons, at that time, they used to know that if you want to get some power and position or knowledge or something, then there is no other way than to do austerity. Nowadays, if you want to do good health, you want to get good strength, you are eating non-veg and you are going to gym and practice your exercise and all that, you want to be healthy and strengthy. But Hiranyakashipu, who can match with Hiranyakashipu? He was so strong, but he went to do tapasya to get the superpower. And tapasya, he knew that very well, that this body, what I am getting, this flesh and blood and bones, this is useless. If I get some transcendental body, and that transcendental body can be achieved only through tapasya. So, and we have seen there are hundreds of examples that many, many big demons, they have performed tapasya. And Hiranyakasipu is the generation first. They follow. He is the first generation of demon doing tapasya. And it is not like that. Hiranyakasipu was foolish like us. He has no idea like he is a Nastik. He has no idea about Lord, about the power of the Lord, who is Lord and what. He has no self-realization knowledge. No, he was fully self-realized. He had all knowledge of Lord also. Because when Hiranyaksha, his brother, is killed by Varahadev, and he came to pacify his family members, they were crying, and he was, the Bhagavatam said that he was exactly speaking the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yes, all Atma-gyan. He knew about soul, all knowledge about soul. Very nice understanding he had. And he has understanding about the Lord also, Supreme Lord also. Yeah. He knew everything. So powerful, so knowledgeous. Still, he wanted to get more strength, and he knew that the strength can be achieved only by tapasya. So that's why he is doing such a severe tapasya for so long time. In one position, that even Brahma and all other his associates, they became struck with wonder. And in this particular verse, Brahma himself admitting, Adrakhyam aham etam te. Oh, I am really seeing what a penance you are doing. What kind of tolerance you have. Dansabhakhita dehasya. Even if the Brahma has done tapasya for 1,000 celestial years, but it is not said that his body was eaten by or beaten by worms or ants. No. He was maintaining his body very nicely. That means he must have taking some rest or eating or drinking, sleeping, something like that. That is how he maintained his health. People do tapasya like this. That's why he's becoming astonished. That you doing nothing, only standing in one position. And you are so tolerant that even standing, that ants and other entities, they are coming and they are taking your body as their food. And they started eating. Just imagine, we all have perfect experience that I am sitting in front of you spitting. If a fly, a small mosquito is come and strive eating here somewhere there, then I am looking at you. My hand will go to the direct to the spot and do the needful and come back. Isn't it? Immediately, within a second, it will go and take action. We can tolerate a bite of a small mosquito for a few seconds. We can't tolerate. Forget the biting of mosquito. If some fly will come and sitting here, then they will do like this. No, we can't tolerate that also. If some ant will come, one ant will come somewhere and try to walk over our body, then we'll feel very uncomfortable. We'll want to smash it immediately, finish it, take it away. In this season, especially, I don't know Bombay, but in Vrindavan village area, in this evening time when the light, many kinds of insects, they will come. They will go inside your sack, go inside your dhoti, and you will be so uncomfortable. You have to do like this, you have to start dancing to take them out. You can't tolerate for few seconds one insect. If you come to walk on your body, take shelter of your body, they are not troubling you. Somehow or other they forget their way and they come to your body. And it is too much for you. We will start dancing, take out the shot, to do many things. And here Hiranyakasipu, not only one insect, one ant. Maybe Hiranyakasipu has big body, maybe few truckload place he must have. And now how many ants and how million and trillions of ants and insects would have engaged to eaten up all his flesh and blood. Just imagine. So big amount of insects and ants, and they come and stay there for thousands of years and started eating and eating and eating everything. And now Hiranyakasipu is only standing as a skeleton with bones only. So much tolerant, my God. We can't imagine even. That's why Brahma is becoming struck with wonder. How come? We are also doing tapasya, okay, for a long, long time, but not like you. Dansa bhakkita dehasya. That is the wonder. Doing tapasya for a long time, it is not a big thing. I have done 10 times more than you. But this way, even ants are eating your body and still you are standing. Still you are standing, you are not bring your hand down and take care of them. No. Whole body, top to bottom, eaten up by them. And still you are standing in the same position without changing your position. This is really, it is beyond our imagination. You can't think of it. But he did it. Hiranyakashipu did so. We can understand what a strong will power Hiranyakashipu must have. What a strong. Even Swayam Brahmaji, he is Paramashti. He is saying, no, it is difficult for me even. Na bhuto na bhavishyati. Nobody can beat the record of Hiranyakashipu in tapasya. Nobody. He was so strong willpower and such a severe tapasya. But after doing such a strong, severe tapasya for such a long time, and Brahma himself with his associates come down to see him. But what is the result of such a severe tapasya? Same thing, he wants some power and position. Same thing. No manasuddhi, no chichasuddhi, no hridaya suddhi, nothing. Didn't happen. But Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't do much tapasya. He did also some suffering. He suffered a lot also. But within 5 years means the torture starts maximum 1 year or so. Yeah, something like that. Because when Hiranyakashipu talked to him, send him to the school, so he was 5 years old that time. And he started bhajan, you can say that he started his project from that 5 years old. And very soon he completed it. And within such a few, maybe 1 year or so, this time, he made appear Narasimhadev in front of him. And he got everything, and his understanding, his power, and his chitta suddhi, his mana suddhi, all these things, by doing tapasya for 36,000 years, his father couldn't do it. So just doing severe tapasya is not enough. It's not required. By this we cannot understand even what is the goal of life. No. It will not help you to understand about the goal of life even. What to think of achieving that. But we don't have to do such kind of severe tapasya. Just like our acharyas, they used to say, just chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dance and eat, feast. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Such a nice, simple, easy process. Don't stand in one position that insects will come and eat you. No, nothing. Very nicely, you can do this simple process and you will become much more powerful, much more powerful than Hiranyakashipu even. Yeah. Haridas Thakur, how long he did his tapasya? Yeah. Not even 100 years. Yeah. Few years only. And the same Brahma who did tapasya for 1,000 celestial years, now in the shape of Haridas Thakur, he did tapasya for some years only. And by that he became Acharya. And so that he blessed by the Supreme Lord. That record cannot be beaten also. In this material world, everybody has to die. This is Mrityuloka. only one project here in this planet. What is that? To make us die. Everything is there to help us to die. And we are here to die only. This is Mrityu Lokam. So, the intelligent person is, he is really intelligent person who can make the dying success. He can die in such a way that he can achieve the goal of life. That Haridas Thakur did. He faced his death in such a way that the Supreme Lord himself hold him in his lap and dancing in ecstasy. And Haridas Thakur was looking to the lotus eyes, lotus face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's holding his two lotus feet and his heart. And surrounded with many, many elevated Vaishnavas. With chanting. And he left. He faced his death. Such a special dying. It's only Haridas Thakur. We are sometimes say we are expecting, oh Lord, please bless me. Jab pran tan se nikle. Actually, we have to die, but when I want to die, when my life here will goes out, then at least I should be in Vrindavan, I should be near Jamuna, so we are making so many plans. But we don't know whether it will happen or not. The person who is singing, he also... But Haridas Thakur, he did it. What to speak of Haridas Thakur? A bard, Jatayu. He is not even a human being. He is a bard. He did it. Lord Ram, hold him in his lap too. And do all the, after the death, all the kriya karmas, the sanskar karma, is performed by the Lord himself. Ram and Lakshman, they are. Nobody else are there. Even the bard, he could achieve that thing. How? If we follow the process, this is the process to please the Lord without expecting any power and position. This is real tapasya. By this tapasya, your mind, your heart will be clean. You will be purified. Otherwise, you can do severe penance for many, many, many years. Nothing will happen. Even if you can maintain your life here within your bones. It is said that in Satya Yuga, the life here used to stay in the majja, in the marrow, within the bones. And in Tritya Yuga, it comes out. From marrow, it comes out to maybe Meda or what, something like that. Veins. And then in Dwapar Yuga, it comes to blood. And then in Kali Yuga, it's Annagata Prana. Like that. But in Satya Yuga, the facility was there. The life here is to stay inside the bone, even in the marrows. Anyway, the soul, he don't need neither marrow nor bones, nothing, no body requires for him. Asanga ayang purusaha. He is the direct pattern, personal parcel of Supreme Lord. We are accepting the body because we have some karma to suffer. That's why. Otherwise, no need of body. No need of this kind of panchabhautik sarir. This panchabhautik sarir, we are getting to suffer our karma, prarabdha. That's the only reason. But the soul doesn't depend, that it's not compulsory for him to always accept this panchabhautik sarir. No. He is spiritual. He has a spiritual body. He is a spirit particle. Spiritual body. And a spiritual body has nothing to do with these five elements, panchabhautik. It can stay. We cannot understand how it stays. Because we have no idea of spirit. We have only idea and understanding of this matter. But the soul is not matter at all, it is spirit. So it can stay everywhere. So what to speak of bone or place or whatever. But one thing we can see, that by doing tapasya, though tapasya, the goal of tapasya is not proper, but still by doing the tapasya in avidhipurvakam also, you can get so much power and potency that you can live without flesh, without blood, without vein, without anything, just by bones only you can live. And in that position, when Brahma comes and sprinkle his water, special water, and he got a celestial body, Divya Deha, special body. Hiranyakashipu doesn't have to go to hospital to eat some protein or tonic and get some skin and flesh, blood, nothing. At once, then and there, in that spot, immediately get a special body, celestial body, by the blessings of Brahma. That can be done. Listen, listen. So we can know that the goal of the whole human body is to perform tapasya, is to do tapasya. Because this human body is not meant for any other thing, not meant for any bhoga, it's meant for tapa. That's why the first living entity, Brahma, started this universe with tapasya. And even the, what to speak of devatas, speaking in the demons, they are doing tapasya. All these devatas, they have achieved their post by doing tapasya. Indra, Chandra, Varuna, everybody, they have attained their post just by doing tapasya. And even the demons, they are doing tapasya. So all this sole goal of human beings, human body, is to do tapasya. Because human body is not meant to do enjoyment. This is not fit for that. But we have to do tapasya. So how to do, why to do, if we know that, then we can achieve our goal of life. Otherwise, if we do tapasya like Hiranyakashipu did, we can do that, and even Brahmaji can become astonished, but what is the use of that? If such kind of entity, if they have the project is different, the goal is different, when they started coming, the soul, where Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they come and take shelter in Diti's womb, from that time only some special symptoms were shown everywhere. Yeah, everybody knows that. Oh, what is happening like that? Because they come so powerful there. And now Brahma himself is expressing that how Hiranyakashipu is so tolerant that he can do tapasya even the body is totally eaten and beaten by worms and ants. Dansa bhakhita dehasya. Pranahi astisu seirate. And the life here is inside the asti. And he was in such a position that when Brahma comes, he was within garbage and all that. He could not find where is Hiranyakashipu. All these demigods told me, go to this spot and see, he is doing severe tapasya, but where he is? it becomes difficult for him to find him out. But somehow or other, he find him, and then Brahma himself is speaking these five verses, starting from yesterday's verse. This is the second verse. So all these five verses, Brahma is expressing his wonder. And is really seeing that how come such you are so powerful, such a severe austerity you are doing. If Brahma become so struck with wonder, then if people like us will see Hiranyakashipu, we must have faint by saying, oh my God. It becomes so astonished for Brahma even, what to speak of us. So it means that even somebody can perform tapasya more severe than Brahma, more powerful, more strong, but still he cannot become a good gentleman. He can still become a demon after completing his tapasya. He will still remain as a demon. But if you do bhajan without doing tapasya, this is also little tapasya is there to doing bhajan, but this small tapasya, but if you do bhakti, then you can become more than demigod, more than Brahma even, more than anybody. You can become near and dear to the Lord. So in the Bhagavatam, everything is spoken in Bhagavatam. There is some hidden lessons are there. Especially in this, why it is said in Bhagavatam, Hiranyakashipu did some severe austerity. No, this severe austerity, even he has done severe austerity, the record cannot be broken by anybody else, na bhuto na bhavishyati. But still, he remains as same a demon. Demoniac personality, no change. No change in heart, no change in mind, no change in intelligence. And the small son of same Hiranyakashipu, he is only a boy, 5 years old. And what is his power, his strength? So when we compare the power and tapasya of Hiranyakashipu and the power and tapasya of Prahlada Maharaj, then we can understand, we can get the teachings, what we should do. What we should do. So, though it is Hiranyakashipu's tapasya, the whole thing is about tapasya, but Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, we have to do tapasya. And the three kinds of tapasya Krishna told. Austerity of body, austerity of mind, and austerity of words. Kaya, mana, vakya. And Krishna is prescribing what kind of tapasya, bodily austerity we should do, what kind of austerity in vakya, what kind of austerity in mind we should do. Deva, dvija, guru, pragya, pujanam, socha, marjanam, brahmacharya, ahimsa, sariram, tapa, uchyate. If you want to do tapasya with this body, then do that. That is prescription given by the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. If you want to do tapasya, then do this tapasya. Deva, dvija, guru, pragyam, pujanam, socha, marjanam. You have to worship the superiors. You have to respect them properly. To be respectful is tapasya for the body. And to practice celibacy, and to study regularly the scripture, and all that. This is tapasya for us, given by Krishna. If you do that, that is enough for us. That is enough for us. Otherwise, the demoniac nature is dambha darpa abhimana krodha parusya mevacha agyanam chahujatasya asuri sampadam. So these five, six kinds of quality, there are so many qualities of devatas, divya guna, and these 5-6 gunas of demoniac qualities are there. Dambha, darpa, abhimana, krodha, parusya, agyan, all these things. So if somebody has these things, then they will do tapasya like this. But for us and for this age, it is prescribed that we cannot do like that. We cannot even do like that. But we have to do some tapasya. What is that? Just to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And for chanting Hare Krishna, whatever some troubles we have to tolerate, we have to be tolerant also to face this. That is our tapasya. What is necessary for doing bhakti, we have to do that. That is our tapasya. That is our tapasya. Then we can achieve our goal of life. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or question? Prabhuji is saying Brahma is flattering Hiranyakasipu. Why? What is the cause of flattering?
He wants to stop him.
Yeah, maybe because he is fearful, because his post will go. He will take his post. So it's flattering him.
Yeah.
Take something, stop here. Oh, yeah, that is there. But the fact is that Hiranyakasipu did that. The Dansa Bhakkita, this is not wrong, this is fact also. This is not wrong. Whatever Maha is saying, this is not some exaggerating words, this is fact. Whenever we are flattering somebody, we are not saying facts actually, facts and figures. We are exaggerating the things. That is our flattering. But Brahma's flattering is facts, not exaggeration. Fact. Thank you. So, this is also nice teachings here. If somebody is doing severe tapasya, I want to take your position, like Brahma, you should go and flatter him. Pacify him, give something and stop him there, otherwise you are in danger. It's good. We have to take lessons from Hiranyakasipu, we have to take lessons from Brahma, from both. Yes. Speak louder, no problem. Speak, I can hear. I can repeat the question, no problem.
Yeah. And when the Narasimha appeared, that time he was just 5 years old.
હિરણ્યકશિપ આવ્યું મને એજ પ્રહલાદ મહારાજ ઇન ફ્રન્ટ વી કેન સી પ્રહલાદ મહારાજ વોઝ ઓનલી 5 યર્સ ઓલ્ડ બોય બટ હી વોઝ દેર ઇન ધી વુમ્બ ઓફ હિઝ મધર ફોર 36,000 યર્સ હી વોઝ ગેટિંગ લેસન ફ્રોમ નારદજી ફોર સચ એ લોંગ ટાઈમ ઇનસાઇડ ધી વુમ્બ યા દેટ ઇઝ ધેર યસ સ્વામી યા ઇન દેટ ઇઝ ધી પાવર ઓફ ઇનકન્સિવેબલ પાવર ઓફ નારદ ઋષિ હી કેન put the pause button down that the position of his pregnancy will stay as it is till he come back. He had that power, he did it. Anything else? Yes. How to change the demoniac qualities to divine qualities. You have to join ISKCON and attend every day without fail class, and whatever speaking in class, try to practice it, follow it, then you will change yourself from demon to demigod. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes. What he is asking? Kind of, what?
Yeah.
No, tell me again.
We have seen Brahma stolen the cows and the Gopabala, etc. But ultimately, he thanked them in the forest. We have seen Hiranyakashipu is a demon. But ultimately, he has to be bound to God. So, but what is the thinking of the mind of Brahma, mind of the Hiranyakashipu?
What is the need of demons? We should be always, everybody should be devotee. That's your question? Oh, why Krishna create demons? Huh? Krishna told, Krishna told that from the beginning of the creation, Dvay Bhuta Sarga Lokesmin Sura Asura Evacha. Without opposition party, we cannot become success. So there is always danger. So there is always very much need to have an opposition party. So that's why from the beginning of the creation, Krishna had started Deva and Asura, Sura and Asura. It is very much required. Otherwise, neither you can progress, neither they can progress. If you want to really progress in devotion and become a very nice man, then you should have an opposition party to criticize you. Then you will become clean and clear and in progress. So that is needed. Lord wanted to fight. That is their leela, but somebody should be there. Asura and Sura is asking, why he has created demons? Is that okay for you? Brahma is devotee. Oh, that is a pastime, na? Like if he Brahma comes to Braj, so he will just go. Aghasur pastime is finished, so he has to get something, na? So that's why Krishna bewildered him that he can enjoy something. That's why. You see, Brahma never got bewildered, but Krishna put Brahma in bewildering position. Brahma is blessed by Krishna that he will never become illusioned by Maya from the beginning. So he will never become illusion. But sometimes Krishna, to play with him, he put him in illusion. That is not this Maya, what in the Maya we are attacked. Jada, it's not Jada Maya. That is different kind of Maya, Siddh Maya. Hare Krishna. Grantharasimad Bhagat Mahapuran ki, Samveta Bhakta Vrindaki. Jaya.